L is for the way you look at me. O is for the only one I see.
Love is compassion and attraction. It's kindness and well wishes. It's hidden magic, being in it, and something worth fighting for. If life is a game, love is the prize. It's the one thing everyone wants. But does true love really exist? Sorry to keep playing the word game with you guys, but let's look at what love is defined as, then what we understand it as. Love, according to Google, is an intense feeling of deep affection. I wouldn't personally use those words to describe love, but that's the definition. I'd say that's definitely a type of love, but I've understood love in my life to be an unbreakable bond. It can waver, but exists as an absolute. No matter how much my dog might annoy me, I'll always love him. Even if my family becomes estranged, I will still love them. Though what might now sound immediately hypocritical, in saying what I've just said, I feel like my dad and I never had love. So just because he's part of my family, there was never an initial love to tether the storm he brought upon my family. There can be other variables to your family not being people you should love, like if they're abusive, but usually families are the ones you will always have in your life. And so, if you want to live a good life, you must love your family accordingly, if only at first for personal harmony. There are many forms of love. You have the above-mentioned familial love, which can extend to friendship love. Then you have general love for humankind, or a sports team, or your country, or some other form of people you'll never meet, per se. Then you have a deep-ass love. That's the meaning of life kind of love, deeper than any love you could have otherwise. This type of love might actually branch to best friends, depending, but is usually reserved for a romantic life partner, and for your children. This is the love that keeps giving. It's the daily love and drive of one's existence. Ain't no love like a lifetime love. It's the number one love sought after by most. For this reason, so many people jump into marriages and end up divorced because it's not what they thought it would be. Love still takes work. It's not some unconditional coddling of a parent figure. It takes two. Expectations usually ruin relationships, like poor communications that make one believe the partner was going to be one way and ended up another way completely. This can also happen because people are still growing, and they might end up becoming a different person than the other thought they would have for life. Love is love. What can I say? Does true love exist? It does, depending on the person. The thing comes in so many forms. How about I give you guys some fun facts at the end here? Did you know the shape of a cartoon heart is two hearts together? Another one. Did you know that kissing was invented as a greeting and later became incorporated as a romantic gesture? Before this, it's hypothesized that cave people would sniff each other if they were romantically interested. Another fun fact. The drug of love that most people feel when they meet someone new that's cute or hot is an actual chemical known as oxytocin. Oxytocin, not to be confused with oxycodone, the pharmaceutical drug, releases naturally when we social bond. It becomes active during pregnancy too, and plays a role in post-birth for breastfeeding for some reason. It also has a negative side effect known as jealousy. The feeling of jealousy is this hormone. So there you have it, my weird take on love. It's the best of things, it at times can be the worst of things, like when you're lovesick with a crush that you're too shy to talk to. But either way, it's undeniably us. Thank you so much again for listening. I freaking love you all, and I'll see you guys next time. Stay lovely!